You're listening to the Flying Falcon Show on WKCS, so get ready for the most up-to-date news from Fulton High School, along with the interviews with Fulton's best and much, much more. It is the Flying Falcon Show, live from Fulton High School on WKCS, Knoxville. You're listening to the Flying Falcon Show. I am Tyler Rigger here with Mad. How you doing?
Abba gabba, doing pretty good.
That's always good to hear. Before we start the show today, we've got another installment of our senior events calendar that's going on right now.
So listen up.
As we all know, Good Friday is this week, so we're not in school. Yay for that.
No school, no problems.
The Spring Theater production, I think it's of, Lord, I cannot think. It's
I think it is
Dr. Jekyll and
Mr. Dr. Jekyll
Hyde.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, yeah. That's I want to go see that.
I do too.
I love stories about myself.
It's on April 11th and 12th, which is a Saturday and Sunday. The Saturday performance will be at 7 p.m., and the Sunday performance will be at 2 p.m. You have to wait for the admissions. They haven't given me that information just yet, but I'll get back to you on that one.
So sad.
The Senior Etiquette Breakfast and Movie Day is April 22nd. It's on a Wednesday, so that's always good. The movie's going to be Furious 7. That should be really good.
People, it's food and a movie. Go.
You always love food, don't you, Mad? Prom is on April 25th. It's on a Saturday, so that should be, you know, good for everybody. It's the biggest dance of at least the last three schools that you've been to. Senior finals, and, you know, there's always some confusion about that with the absences and do you have to take them or whatnot. That's going to be on May 7th and 8th, which is a Thursday and Friday. And graduation, which will be the last time any of us will ever be in here, will be May 13th. It is a Wednesday. That's always can't wait for that. Can you?
I can't either. Nope.
And the last thing we want to announce, it's actually this week, so we're kind of going back on the calendar, is the Tennessee Achieves meeting, which will be at 5:30 p.m. this Thursday in the cafeteria. And that brings us, that brings me to our guests who we have. We have Miss Fry and Miss Zimmerman. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, hello. Thanks
hello.
For having us.
All right, so tell the listeners what you guys do here at Fulton.
We work for Project Grad Knoxville, and it's a nonprofit organization, and we work in 14 different schools, but obviously we're here at Fulton, and we're working with all grade levels, but particularly Ms. Fry and I are focused on our seniors right now and helping them through the college admissions process, scholarship applications, and kind of figuring out what happens whenever you leave Fulton. What do you do from here?
Well, that's always good. The help in the college process is always, you know, complicated. So it's great to have some assistance. So my first question is...
It makes my brain hurt.
Everything makes your brain hurt.
You make my brain hurt.
What is Tennessee Achieves for our listeners that don't know?
Okay, so Tennessee Achieves is the organization that runs the mentor piece for Tennessee Promise. Each student that signs up for Tennessee Promise is paired with a mentor, somebody from the community, to help them make sure that they meet all the deadlines and the requirements.
That's interesting. And for all those those students who have not paid attention to what you were saying, what do they have to do to be a part?
Well, any student that is graduating from a high school in the state of Tennessee is eligible for Tennessee Promise now as a result of what Governor Haslam started this year for this graduating class of 2015. But regardless of if you're a senior and you haven't met these requirements yet, unfortunately, because we're almost in April now, it is too late for you. But for upcoming juniors and what you would be interested in and getting this scholarship in the future, all you have to do is graduate from a Tennessee high school. And that's the first thing that you need to do is graduate on time. Fill out the application. This year, the deadline was November 1st, and I feel like that will probably continue to be the deadline for years to come. It's a really simple application online. You go through, you fill out the application, you say, yes, I want this scholarship. This is where I'm planning on going right now, to a community or local TCAT here in the area. And then there are a couple of other requirements as you go throughout your senior year. Basically, they just want you to complete the requirements that you would have to do for college anyway, but they want you to do it at a specific time. And they give you a deadline for all of those things. So there are two meetings that are held at your school. And the announcement that we just heard about the April 2nd meeting is the kind of the second meeting that we're having here. But then also you complete your FAFSA by February 15th, which is the free application for federal student aid. It's how you can get Pell Grant. It's how you can get all kinds of scholarships. And then you have to complete 8 hours of community service per semester. So they want students to be giving back to the community as they are receiving the scholarship to go to any TCAT or community college totally free of charge.
Interesting and interesting. How involved do you get into the program and others as well?
As far as the school counselors and the project grad staff, and what Ms. Zimmerman and I do is we help each student sit down and fill out the application for the Tennessee Promise and make sure they're aware of the meetings and that they know all the requirements.
In your opinion, is this the best way to get students involved in the college admissions process that they have to go through?
It's an incredible way to get through this college admissions process, especially if you're not familiar, if you're maybe the first in your family to go to college and you don't know what the FAFSA is or you don't know what deadlines are or those types of things, then you can go through and you have a mentor walking you through that process. And so that's really helpful. That's not to say that you can't go to college if you don't use Tennessee Promise or if you don't have anybody walking you through that process, but it is incredibly helpful to have somebody whenever you leave high school that's going to stay in touch with you and that will continue to walk you through that process.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have, unless Matt can come up with something really fast.
Do you really think I want to come up with anything fast?
Good point. Do you have anything else you want, any parting words for our listeners?
Just make sure students are there on Thursday at 5:30 for the meeting.
That's a very important, and as I recall, if you don't go to this meeting, you don't get the promise.
Correct.
That's true.
So it's kind of a hit or don't go to the park at all kind of thing.
Hey, you are promised something. You're promised that you're not going to get it.
That's always good. Anything you want to say before we get off, Matt?
Yeah, I'm just happy it's on April 2nd and not April 3rd. I really don't want to do this on my birthday.
Oh, yeah, it is Matt's birthday. I'd like to wish him an early birthday.
Happy
I know
birthday.
It's not Friday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, you know, we're not going to be here in school anyway, so I kind of feel bad about that.
I'll send you a nice little card. Send me a nice little card.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Fry and Ms. Zimmer, for being here with us. And we're going to sign off right now for MAD. I am Tyler Rigger, and this has been the Flying Falcon Show on WKCS Knoxville.
Abagada! Thank you for listening to Flying Falcon Radio Show here on WKCS, bringing you the best news, interviews, and historic moments since 2011. This show is a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WKCS Knoxville.